Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. Well, first off, I ought to definitely say that we have a long time oldie but newie, or newie but oldie. Wyatt is he's out sick, and so Mr. Colton, and he's at ColtMan11 on now. Is it the twit?
The Twittosphere.
It's the Twittosphere, or is it the Xemosphere?
It is X now, isn't it? So, I still call it Twitter though.
So yeah. So, you know, basically we're in your realm of expertise right now, and that is the professional sports, and you're the hedge maker, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, 6 weeks ago, maybe more, the Rangers were in first place everywhere on the social media. Mm-hmm. They were everywhere. They were just crushing it. They were way up 6 or 7 games. The Astros were reeling.
For the first time since T-Rex arm Nelson Cruz.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden, the Astros got healthy, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. And the Astros are now a half game up over both the Mariners and the Rangers.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that the Astros went from being the Lastros so long ago and now on a down year, air quote, for the Astros, they're still first in the AL West.
Yeah.
And a major comeback because, I mean, at the benefit of the Rangers kind of falling off, you know, it's been... They've taken advantage of the opportunity the Astros have.
Well, the Astros have had now, since they got healthy, they've had two head-to-heads with the Rangers, two series. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the run differential is like 9,000-4.
Yeah, something like that.
And, you know, and I'm pretty sure that there's nobody with a TV in the dugout anymore. So
mm-hmm. there's no trash cans banging in the center field. There's nothing crazy like that.
You know,
but also, like, the Rangers started off so hot. Mm-hmm. That, you know, knowing baseball, you see it and you're like, well, enjoy it while it lasts, because mm-hmm. that's not how the baseball season works.
It's not. It's 160 something thousand million games.
Yeah.
They're halfway through.
It's the ebbs and flows. Yeah. If you're an emotional sports watcher, professional baseball is not for you.
No, it is not. You just watch the playoffs and that's it.
Yep.
It is exciting because the playoffs are set up now that a couple teams get a shot mm-hmm. in each division. So, you know, so the Rangers could still play their way in if they,
they'll probably find a way to slide their way into the wild card and then maybe make a little noise that way. I mean, you would have to think that they're going to be one of the better wild card options.
Oh, I mean, I think so. But again, it's halfway through the season, an injury here, a trade there, and the whole season changes.
And they're also only half a game back.
Yeah.
Like it's not, they didn't fall off the face of the earth and are just losing every game possible. They're still fighting for a spot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And with a lot of season to go.
A lot of season to go. And the Astros are just on a hot streak right now. Does it last the whole season? We'll see. I think life is better when the Astros are doing better, so yep. I'm okay with that. But I know for a fact in the state of Texas mm-hmm. that it is better when the Dallas Cowboys are better.
Yeah.
And They have started the season on the first two games 70-10.
It's kind of like the Rangers, you know, start off really hot. Can they sustain it?
Football's a little different.
It is. It's a shorter season, and once you get that rolling and you're kind of in your groove, you're there.
You know, and only two other teams have started with the first two games being 70-10 differential.
Yeah.
And that's the 2019 world champion New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots. and you know, so, and again, I am the first one to say that I have discussed my displeasures with Mr. Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I think he's a great through the 20s. I tell you what.
Coach
McCarthy's twisted the game plan around. He's given him his football, as far as he's taken the deep ball away, unless it's there, mm-hmm. play action deep, you know, here and there, but he's letting his defense win. And Dak,
he's making good decisions.
He hasn't. I mean, I haven't watched intently because I am a PTSD Cowboy fan,
yeah.
but I have watched both games.
You're beaten and battered.
I haven't seen any bad decisions mm-hmm. from him.
It also helps when your running back Tony Pollard is running like a madman. And even, you know, Deuce Vaughn has pitched in here and there. I mean, the running game looks good. And that was something we were worried about, you know, Pollard coming off of that broken leg. I was unsure if he was going to be the same running back, but he looks great.
He looks really good. He looks strong. He's fighting through blocks. He's mm-hmm. got an explosion. So, again.
Didn't lose any of the cut, any of the speed. I mean, he looks great.
I'm not calling Super Bowl champion yet. Because they're not the Longhorns. I called the national championship for the Longhorns, but I am not calling Super Bowl champion yet for, you know, your Dallas Cowboys. But I am telling you that this is not last year's Dallas Cowboys.
No, and it's the past 3 years or so that defense has been there. They've been really good. They've kept mm-hmm. them in games, but you've had the, you know, turnovers, mm-hmm. costly turnovers, and they've never been able to put it together for a full season on offense.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a defense that is even better. Micah Parsons is ungodly. I mean, he looks like a robot out there. I heard someone on a podcast the other day describe it as it looks like he's running routes against offensive linemen, like setting them up outside, being quick on the inside, and just them not even touching him.
Oh.
It's beautiful to watch.
That first sack, he did just that. He pushed up like three steps, and then he just ran underneath the middle, and there was no one in the middle. And the quarterback just looks up, and he sees Micah Parsons kind of right in his face.
And he's on that Myles Garrett level. He's not a position. He's mm-hmm. not. Mm-hmm. He can line up anywhere on that defensive line and go at any one of those offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Because did you see the other day Myles Garrett dribbling a basketball over the center? He was standing up and he was just kind of pretending to dribble between his legs, and then he just blew past him and sacked the quarterback.
I mean, he's just
out there having fun against professional athletes.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, so the question I have is the Cowboys' amazing start.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new offense, but it's not. It's the West Coast, and mm-hmm. the West Coast has been around for decades.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Walsh created it, you know, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
But the use of how they use the West Coast is they're starting to put some film mm-hmm. together. And so
does anyone pick up on
are they going to be able to continue this role as more film gets put out? Or is it, you know, because make no mistake, the defensive coordinators get paid a lot of money for a reason too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They also added some good weapons. I mean, they've got more weapons than they've had recently. They added Brandon Cooks over from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another valuable wide receiver, you know, next to CeeDee Lamb. You've got a healthy mm-hmm. Michael Gallup now.
Yeah, looks good too. Gallup looks good.
Ferguson, and he starts with a J, his last name. I can't remember the tight ends. There's always a good tight end with the Cowboys. But, I mean, everyone looks good. Everyone mm-hmm. looks in sync. So there is the film that's coming for sure, but maybe they have some sort of, you know, hitch within that offense where they can go a different direction if people do start to get that film on them.
Yep.
I'm hoping.
We'll find out, because I will tell you that every 49er fan just believes it's just a weekend, and that, you know, when it comes, push comes to shove, the 49ers are going to walk all over us. That's what they all tell me every single time I meet them.
And it could happen.
Yep. Hey, everyone, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Colton. We hope you've enjoyed what you've heard today. If you have any questions about anything we've said, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. And we will see you all in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texas, you're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Colton, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. Well, hello, everyone. It is definitely, what do we want to call it? Real estate interesting time that
that's a way to describe it.
It is. I mean, there's just a lot going on right now. And we are trying to understand what's going on. I guess is the best way to put it. And what's out there is it's a mixed bag. And unfortunately, our housing industry, every time it starts to get it back up on its feet, it takes just a big old gut punch, mm-hmm. and then falls right back down. And
what's the gut punch this time around?
Well, you know, the last couple of months, the closed sales have either equaled last year, mm-hmm. month over month, or, you know, year over year month, or, you know, have exceeded by 1%. So, you know, the August numbers were 1% higher year over year than August of 2022, as far as the sales. So it seems like we'd hit that bottom. We're starting to move our way back up, and, mm-hmm. Everybody was feeling good, thought the numbers were starting to settle and we can kind of get some, and then boom, Jerome Powell comes out and says, hey, we didn't raise the Fed rate this month, but we're going to raise it this year. And there's only two sessions left. So it's either October or November.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, right when the housing market, you know, people start getting out, people start calling, doing things, all of a sudden Jerome Powell comes in and punches it right in the stomach again. And it just falls right back on its knee.
Yep.
And, which is good and bad, you know, unfortunately, because right now, you know, everybody keeps going, what's going to happen to the home sales price? That's the biggest question I get right now. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen to the sales price. Mm-hmm. And my answer is that what has happened in 2023 is going to continue to happen until rates fall, and then it's going to get even worse. Mm-hmm. Worse is better, depending on who you are.
Yeah.
Because there's a creation of around 2 million families a year through marriage and aging in and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we're adding around 2 million new home buyers to the market every single year with immigration and marriages, like I said, and all that sort of stuff. Well, this year we are going to build about 1.4 million homes.
New builds.
Yeah.
Nice.
900,000 of those are going to be single family. Mm-hmm. So the other 400,000, so we're not even keeping up.
The other 400,000, like
townhomes, condos, apartments, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So, so we're not even keeping up with the basic need, mm-hmm, of 2 million. We need to be at 2 million just to be at a net loss of zero.
Yep.
Because right now we're already, we've talked about this in the past, but we're already close to 3 to 5 million homes short.
Yep.
If we could just had about 5 more million homes in the market, then we would have what we call an equilibrium.
Surplus of buyers.
Yeah. And so it's hard to sell your home for less if there are 4 people trying to buy it for more.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the rates are, because the have to's are still out there. And what, mm-hmm, I call the have to's, new job, new family, new divorce. I have to buy a home right now. They are more have to buys than there are homes available.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting homes right now. If it's a median sales price or below, that home is going under multiple offers, 4 or 5 offers.
Yeah.
So
would you say it's as competitive as COVID times?
No, not even close. Not even close, because right now there's a lot of people not buying. Mm-hmm. Right. But these are just the ones that have to buy. So yeah, the have to buys are still outweighing the current inventory. And so that's kind of why everybody keeps thinking the house prices. Everybody keeps telling me they've been listening to the mainstream media about how the housing price is going to fall. It's just the laws of supply and demand are being proven over and over and over again. Yep. We're going to have, right now, we've had almost 7% appreciation in the greater Austin area in 2023, right? And everybody, and all you hear about houses, all price drop is on. They're just asking too much.
Yeah.
In the beginning, they're selling it for more, mm-hmm, than they bought it for. They're just not selling it for as much as they want to.
Yeah, you're not getting the $50,000 over asking price right now. You're getting more than what the house is worth, mm-hmm, but less than what you're asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So and that's what's going on. And so that's why the depreciation or the lack of appreciation is not going to happen. There's ebbs and flows, on the way up, but mm-hmm, it's still on the way up. Median sales price is $460,000. That is 7% less than a year ago. Right. So everybody's like, oh, mm-hmm, they went down. No, that just means that there were more homes sold below $460,000,
yep,
this year than last year, mm-hmm, because last year, rates were lower and people were buying $600,000-$700,000 houses. That's just not happening right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
The market from, 100 to, 400, it's very, very, very active. There's just not a lot of inventory in that market. So people aren't able to buy that. And when, yeah, they do find a home, they are having to go to war. I have some people, this lady called me and she's like, one of my realtors, she's like, hey, I found one. She goes, it is so below market value right now. She goes, we need an offer. We need to get pre-approved. We need to get an offer now. I'm like, so we got him one, and they put an offer in on it. And all of a sudden it was, hey, I got 10 offers. So I need your highest and best. And then they went to fighting over a home. Right. And, yep, so by marking it so far below market value, he created a frenzy for that home and it ended up going way more than market value.
That's a tactic.
That was a very good tactic. That was a very good tactic. And that's what a lot of people are asking me. So if now is a good time to buy, because, 6%, you know, $400,000, that's $24,000. So in 2 years, your house, you have $400,000 house, it's going to be $480,000, right? You know, getting it now, refinancing it, saving money on the refinance and things like that, you know, is important. One of the things everybody asks me is, what is working in this market for buyers and or sellers, right? Everybody wants to know what's making homes sell. And what I have seen is what we have, or I say we, Colton actually created this name. It was the drop it to lock it program. So you drop the rate to lock it. And so what it is that the sellers are paying the points at before the buyer makes an offer on the home. So the seller's saying, hey, if I spend X amount of dollars, what would the interest rate be? And so we tell them, hey, the interest rate. And they say, well, what would it take to get the interest rate into the fives? We tell them, right? And so they say, okay, well, then let's do that. I will spend that money to buy down the rate as part of the closing costs, and I will get that rate. So then we're advertising on social media and things like that. Hey, this house, this weekend, if you buy this house this weekend, your interest rate will be, you know, 5.75, 5.875.
And people are jumping on it.
Yeah.
Because, I've seen it firsthand. Like, I'm a loan officer assistant for a few LO, and we've gotten probably four or five clients within the last week or two that are all over it.
Yeah. I mean, because right now, think about it. Nobody's paying attention, but the rates are over 8. And it happened quick. Yep. It happened overnight. Once the Fed had said that they're going to raise the rates again, the rates jumped up fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, the rates looked like they'd kind of steadied and settled, and you were kind of like, hey, we might get some downward trend. And then, poof,
yeah, over. 699 was pretty consistent there for a second. I was like, oh, hey, look you there.
Yeah. And then it jumped to 8 in a couple of weeks. And it happened so fast, nobody knows about it yet because the media is always a week behind. So next week, the media is going to say, hey, rates might have touched 8 again. But by that time that happens, we'll be back into the low sevens.
Yeah.
It's very, it's annoyingly weird.
And this was the type of program that our company specifically was losing out to others on.
Yeah.
You know, and now that we're doing it, the business is coming.
Yeah. And one of the things, what we've done that makes this program better than a lot of other programs is that there's no cost to the seller. So, you know, some of our competitors, they're offering something similar to this, but they're locking and they're requiring 1%. So if it's a $410,000 house, they're requiring $4,100 from the seller.
Seller
to lock that loan. Yeah. No, to lock that
just
loan.
To lock,
just to lock the loan. And so we're not, we are, what we're doing, we're floating it through the weekend. So that rate is only good that weekend, but we guarantee it till noon on Monday. So, so if you go under contract over the weekend, you get that rate as long as you meet those specific, you know, criteria.
Have the weekend to stew on it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And then because we're taking the risk, you know, because if the rate changes a lot on, because we start this on Thursday evening. So if the rate changes a lot on Friday or that Monday, the you know, we take that risk, and so that's as far as we want to expose ourselves. I mean, and it's like I said, there's no upfront cost to the sellers. It's part of the closing cost concessions, and so there's no cost per se to the buyer. And it's a great program, and it's getting buyers. I mean, can you imagine right now what people are paying 8%? You're paying a rate of 5.75.
Yeah, it's chumming the water. You put a 5 out there, and you're like, hey, look at this.
So, and it, you know, and again, at that point, there's no reason to refinance. I mean, the rates would have to get into the fours for you to refinance. So
that's going
to
take another mass.
Let's not put that out there.
I'm not gonna, that's why I didn't say it.
But yeah, so I mean, like I said, the rates would have to get to, you know, the fours to have a reason to refinance. So there's no reason to refinance. And again, if you get the home now, $400,000 house at 6%, there's some places Zillow is saying 10% appreciation in Central Texas. So 6% in 2 years is $48,000. You saved $48,000 by buying the house now. And you're getting next year's rate.
And is it something that costs you more upfront as a buyer?
No. The seller is paying it. And the seller is agreeing that to pay it. You know, and so that's and you're not gonna get a seller to agree to pay anything when rates fall in the fives, because then it's gonna become what do we call Katie bar the door, you know? It's gonna be a free for all. Hey everyone, you've been listening to Troy and Colton with the Home Team. We hope you've enjoyed what you've heard so far. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage. We'll return houses into homes by financing your American dream. See you in a minute.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Colton, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. Well, Colton, welcome back, first off.
Thank you.
I mean, it's been a while. It's been a month or two or
it's
three or
to be
six
back.
Since, you know, you
been
were
a
here.
A year and a half.
Since you're here to grace us, you know. So if you have any questions and you'd like to get a hold of Colton, he's at ColtMan11.
On X.
I don't know if that's Xing or Twittering or I don't know what it is. Is it Twixting?
Twixting.
Yeah.
You're sounds Twixting. Like a candy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you can always reach out to, you know, Wyatt because, you know, y'all, Wyatt's sick. And he's not here, and you can reach out to him on the Facebook.
We miss you, Wyatt.
Yeah, that's the Home Team 512. And if you if you're a podcast kind of person, that's the YouTube channel is the Home Team 512. So we basically have a little bit for everybody to digest. And so this is important stuff right now.
Yeah.
So Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, he's the chairman, he's the speaker and a voting member. The board elected to not raise the Fed prime rate
this month.
So that went from, so it's right now it's 5.25 to 5.5, right? And it's been that way for 60 days.
Okay.
And so everybody believes that was the last rate hike.
Mm-hmm.
He had been throwing out this 5.25 thing for a while and was trying to get there. And everybody was hoping he would have stopped at 4.75, but he kept going. Now he's at the 5.25. And so the thought was he would stop at this point. And so that's why, if you noticed, like a couple weeks ago, mortgage rates started to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And so there started to be a feeling of, I don't want to say content, but that's, you know, we're starting to relax, you know, in the mortgage industry. We felt we'd kind of broken orbit and we were going to hit a streak and mm-hmm. we were going to, you know, kind of be a normal market again.
Yeah.
And so he, you know, Mr. Powell does his thing, says, hey, we're going to unchanged, you know, nothing's going to happen this month and everything. So, you know, and all that. And then on the very end of his speech,
but
he goes, but we're going to have one more hike this year. And I mean,
yeah.
It's literally, yeah, just, and then walks off kind of thing. And mortgage rates have jumped 0.5% since his speech. And that is because we're very confused.
Yeah.
And you know, whether it's needed or not is unimportant. It's whether or not they are going to do it. There are some people that are of the camp that this is just kind of a scare tactic. Mm-hmm. Like they're not really planning on changing it, but they just want to scare people so people don't relax too soon.
Well, it seems more as a like a not if but when type of thing.
Yeah.
Like I don't think they think he's bluffing.
Yes, okay. They think he's bluffing to prevent people from relaxing and going and thinking they've gotten past it, right? Mm. I know that a lot of regional size banks are struggling because in a year and a half, we went from 0.25 to 5.25 in base cost of funds, okay? And that is a huge jump in 16 months because banks will have 2 or 3 year bonds and things like that. So they have their money lent out and it's all at, 2%, 2.5%, things like that. And so they're not able to, their money that they have out, they can't bring it back in because, of cost of penalties and things like that and reinvest it into something that's going to bring them 4 or 5%. So banks, they've been struggling, a lot of mid-sized banks that are not small because the small banks can maneuver a little bit faster and then they're not big because they have so much money that they can spread their losses out and it'd be okay. But those mid-sized banks, the four that went out were mid-sized banks. They were regional West Coast mid-sized banks. Okay. There are other banks that are struggling on this. And so I think that they need him to pause more so than anyone else because I think they need to catch up. And so they have to, as their money's coming off of these other certificates and things like that, they're able to reinvest them in the market. But it's killing the regional size banks because if I can go to another bank that's paying 5% on their savings account, why would I stay at mine that's paying 1.5%?
Yeah.
Right. And so their money's being pulled out of these banks that were invested in safer investments. Mm-hmm. The money's being taken away from them and put into others. So like, most of my funds are now with, a money guy. Yeah. Right. Because they're just paying more. They're not short term or they're not locked into these short term kind of things. And so they're paying more. They're paying over 5%.
Yeah.
And, my savings account was paying 1.25%. Why would I leave that money there? I mean, it's literally 4% of month. Of money that I'm just not getting. Yeah. And all I have to do is, write a check. That's it.
It's money you're literally choosing not to have.
Right. Yeah. And so that is reducing the liquidity of these regional size banks. And so there could be some things like that. The good thing, I think, that the government has realized is that they have to take care of these banks. Because when those West Coast banks went out, mm-hmm. there were a lot of investors or bank, to people. There were a lot of people that had money over the FDIC insured number, right? So the banks, if you go there, they guarantee up to $250,000, right? Okay. So if the bank fails and you've got $400,000 in there, you get $250,000 back, right? And so there was a big concern. There were a lot of people, and so the government made sure that every depositor was made 100% whole, right? And at first, a lot of people that don't have a lot of money were like, that's just not fair. Why did you, spend that money there and all that sort of stuff. And I get the concept, but in actuality, can you imagine if those three banks, or it was two in one weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Went out and the people that had a lot of money in there lost that money. What would have happened to the run on all the other banks? Yeah. I mean, any bank, any person that had more than 250, and there's a lot, all of their money would have been taken out.
Yeah.
Right then.
Yep.
And we could have had bank failures all across the country.
Yeah.
And people weren't thinking that deep into it. So whether you agree or disagree with the thought process, the results were the right idea because we've only had two more failures since then. And it was a very catching time. There was a lot going on at that moment.
How close was it?
I mean, like I said, over the weekend, the government, if they had decided not to cover that, because then, I mean, every person with money in a FDIC insured institution over $250,000 would have taken all their money out and they would have moved it somewhere else. And that's what caused the bank to go under was that it wasn't bad loans or bad investments. It was people taking their money out so fast. They took all their money out. They couldn't meet the money required to send the money out, and they had to fold.
That's a good thing the government wasn't like, hey, we just lost $20 billion. We can't really cover this one.
I heard a sad fact today that the national debt is over $33 trillion. Yeah. I don't think they would have noticed $20 billion.
No, they didn't.
We're $20 billion. Yeah. Where? I could have sworn I had $20 billion sitting here. So what's this mean to you and me? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's this really mean to you and me? This means to you and me that the basic, sound, fundamental principles are still the same.
Yeah.
Don't spend more than you have.
Yeah.
$1 trillion in credit card debt. The average credit card interest rate now is like 24%.
Yeah.
And there's $1 trillion in credit card debt at 24%.
Wow.
What's
the average credit card debt right now?
It was like $8,800 the last time I checked. I have not checked that in a while. So let's just see. Average.
I'm below.
We're credit good. Card debt. Oh, do you think it'll understand CC?
It could. The Google.
Oh, $7,300 in 2022. Well, so I am sure it's more than that now.
Yeah, I can guarantee you it is.
So, $7,600. So it's like close to $8,000. That's the average. Now, there are people like me that have none. And so that means somebody to offset that has to have $16,000.
Yeah. It's few and far and in between.
Yeah. And, but that's, the recipe, look, I can't tell everyone how to succeed, but I can sure tell you how to fail.
Yeah.
Right. And how to fail is to spend more than you make, and not save, not have a budget, buy things to impress people.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly how to fail. Mm-hmm. I've made all these mistakes.
Yeah.
And I know them
because you've done them.
I know. And so I've been on both sides. I've kept up with the Joneses and, lived paycheck to paycheck, making good money. And I have told the Joneses, I don't care what they do. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And I like that way much better, because as the market has shifted and changed and, come down and everything else, it has not affected me personally. Mm-hmm. Because, my finances are in order. I save. I don't go in debt unless I have to, sort of thing, real estate.
It's kind of as if not keeping up with the Joneses in the long run ends up making you the Joneses.
Yes. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
It really does. I think the biggest thing that people need to understand is that this is not a Mark Zuckerberg or something like that. This is a Jeff Bezos. Everybody looks at Jeff Bezos, but nobody realizes that he started this in the late 80s, early 90s, and he lived paycheck to paycheck and it was a long, long, long process.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's steady, it's disciplined, it's boring, it's doing what needs to be done over and over and over again until it finally pays off.
Powdered Gatorade.
Yeah, powdered Gatorade. Long story there. But it is, and those are the things. You have to understand that compound interest doesn't work until you give it time. Mm-hmm. Hey, everyone, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Colton. We hope you've enjoyed what you've heard so far. If you have any questions about anything we've said, please reach out to me at loans@troy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. Texas, you're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. Well, Colton, we went into real estate today. Mm-hmm. As far as appreciation, the interest rates, what's the future, what's going on now. A lot going on in that segment. So definitely, if you missed it, you know,
go to
wherever you get your podcasts and take a listen to it. And we went over the interest rates, especially how it affects you in the money segment. We also went over the tried and true methods of how you take care of yourself in any market. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you're, you know, and let's just think about this. If you're living below your means and then your means fall, you're still all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, so I can't save 30% of my income. Now I can only save 5%.
Still saving.
But, you know, or, you know, I've been saving 30% for years. Now I can't save any for a year. You're still all right.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going into credit card debt to change your tires and things like that. You know, so lots of advantages. Please take a listen if you have any questions or anything. Or, you know, like I said, you can always reach out to me. But with that work that we've done, you know, because you got to do your work before you can have fun. And this is definitely the funner.
Most fun.
Yes. Okay. Most fun. College kids, you know, that there is. And that is, when can you remember when the Longhorns were ranked in the top three? Now.
2009, right?
They were only three games into the season, okay? But that's still 14 years old. Do you know that there are kids in middle school that have never seen this?
Yeah, I was 12.
Yeah.
I was 12. I was between 10 and 13. Yeah,
yes.
I was somewhere around there.
Aggie math, y'all.
Yeah, Aggie math. Sorry about that.
But yeah, and so the best part to me is that I do actually have a friend of mine who is a huge Florida State alum, the whole thing. And so to walk in and say, hey, what's up, number four?
Yeah.
He was not happy with me. But, you know, I don't think that matters. It doesn't matter where you are at the beginning. It matters where you end,
for sure.
After 3 weeks of football, I know one thing for sure. I know that this team has the ability to beat every team left on its schedule.
Yeah, we've gotten, you know, I don't want to say the toughest test, but the toughest test that we had this year was Alabama at Alabama, and we did it.
Yep.
You know, and we did it with flying colors.
Yep.
You know, a double-digit win, like I predicted, over in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
You know, it's every game from here on out, though, we would have to beat ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's going to Baylor at anybody's home field is always, you know, difficult. Yeah. But the whopping 45,000 people yelling over in Waco this weekend, I don't think are going to have much of an effect on Texas. I don't.
I mean, let's think about this. We've got at Baylor, at TCU, at Iowa State.
Yep.
And that's it.
At Houston.
At Houston. There is. I thought there was one more. Mm-hmm. And at Houston. And that's it. And so the TCU, it's TCU.
Yeah.
They're
lost
like
a lot.
They're like 15-1 against us over the last 4 years. So,
yeah, it's always for some reason they're always difficult.
You know, but you know, our toughest games are K-State and Kansas.
And you ever think you'd say that?
And they're coming here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's at this point in the season.
It bodes well for us that the two toughest tests are still at home.
Yeah. And the nice thing about this team is that right now, I don't think the loss of one player on offense and one player on defense affects any game, even quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. Because don't get me wrong, knock on wood.
But
our backups are nice.
Yeah.
They're very nice. I hope on everything that we keep our starters healthy and that Quinn makes it all the way through the season. But he goes down, Malik Murphy's next, and he's looked great.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's got a minimal amount of experience, but God, he looks good. If you haven't seen him in person, the ball jumps out of his hands, and he is accurate, and he is big.
I mean, that's the only true question mark as far as backups go. But every single position has somebody behind them that has proven they can play the game, except quarterback. But I'm telling you what, I'm with you. I don't think Quinn going out is the difference of our season. I did like last year, it 100% was.
For sure.
You know, he needed those reps, everything else, you know, but I don't think so this year. I mean, even in our secondary, I mean, they're just running kids in and out left and right. I mean, it's like you can't even keep up.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a freshman cornerback who's so good that they had to start him.
Yeah.
So you've got a, not a senior, but a guy that has experience mm-hmm. sitting behind a freshman right now. So that,
and playing
that freshman,
too.
Yeah. That freshman goes down. Yeah. You've got a experienced, talented guy coming in at behind him.
Yeah.
You know, it's the first time in a long time that the two deep, there's not much drop off.
Yeah. And what's nice about that is that, you know, the reason why freshmen don't have a lot of success in the secondary is because over the course of a game, the offensive coordinator learns how to expose a freshman, mm-hmm. right? Well, now he just plays a series or two, then he's out yeah. a series or two, and then he's in. So he's getting coached, hey, you did this, you did this. So as the game's going on,
yeah.
the freshman is getting better during the game.
It's as if there is development from this coaching staff.
I mean,
like throughout a game, there's yeah. development, let alone a season, but through a game, there's development. Yeah. It's awesome to see. You know, I was kind of iffy on Sark whenever he got hired. I didn't know much about him. I thought they should have given Herman another year, but it's turned out really well.
Yeah.
This is his third year here,
mm-hmm.
and he's got us to a top three program in the entire country, which is
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's from work from CDC is amazing. The game day experience is second to none. I mean,
oh my gosh.
It's insane.
So, I completely forgot about that, and I don't know how, but if you did not attend the game, the Longhorns now have a light show that is very common in college football now.
You got the burn orange LED lights all over the place.
They had a drone show that was, oh my goodness.
It was sitting behind us doing Texas fight, and it was putting the Longhorn in the middle of the sky. It was just,
there was a floating Longhorn doing a twisting in the sky, and then it would all of a sudden turn to the hook'em, and then yeah. it was just a big
I saw it on the Jumbotron, and I was like, is that real? So I turned around and I could see the very tip top of it, and I was like, holy moly, it was unexpected. It was awesome to see. I mean, they've done great. They've gotten yeah. the coaches there that needed to be there as an entire athletic program. It's been awesome to see.
And you know, something that I don't think anybody's talking about yet, but against Alabama, now, there were two or three plays that if the quarterback hits them, they're big plays,
yeah.
but he missed them. But he had two long plays. 14 of his 24 points came on two, just kind of, I don't want to say fluke, but they were, they weren't really busted plays, but but he had two long plays, right? So you take those two long plays out, you take that long play out against Wyoming. I mean, this team.
If you end up a total of like three plays the entire season, it's only yeah, three games, but.
Yeah, but.
That's it.
You know, I mean, Rice was 31-10, and that seven points was scored late in the fourth quarter mm-hmm. with third stringers in there. It was, 31-10 against, 37-10 against mm-hmm. Wyoming, but.
Yeah.
Or maybe I've got them backwards now, but. You had to think the seven was a 1 play.
Yeah.
Busted, kind of deal. And they, after that, they didn't,
running back hit the hole and he was gone. That's
yeah.
And
it was just kind of, and that was it. It was, but they've cleaned that up immediately. And then
went on to do 3.5 quarters of scoreless football.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nobody's giving credit to to the defense, I think. Everybody's talking about Quinn and the ball.
For sure.
But we may be watching one of the best defensive performances that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, no, without a doubt we're watching it. I mean, there's talent flying all mm-hmm. over the place. We've got, I think, three interceptions through three games. Like, we're getting turnovers at a high rate. We've recovered fumbles. Everyone's on the same page defensively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever there's no busted coverages, really, knock on wood.
No. I mean, they were beat. They yeah. were now whether
Jaren Thompson's not as fast as Burton from Alabama. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Yeah. And it's been very exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I believe I can remember a defense this strong was 05.
Yeah. And it starts on the line.
Yeah.
That defensive line is nasty. You've got a freshman going in there who's a linebacker / edge, Anthony Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Who makes people look silly. I mean, you've got...
Kids fast.
Yeah, Tavondre Sweat, his stock has risen to where he's being projected as a late first-round pick now.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a three-star guy who, Texas did it again, a three-star coming out of nowhere and being incredible. It's just, it's fun to watch. It's a defense that's fun to watch for the first time in a really long time.
In a long time, yeah. And it is. And, you know, because the worst part about the growing pains that first year under this defense was the busted coverages.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, basically I was told that, you know, PK's system is a little bit more complicated,
yep,
and it takes a little bit longer to get. And that's why freshmen and first-year players don't have as much success in his defense as other defenses, mm-hmm, right? And he says, but once his defense is rolling,
it's effective.
It's, you remember, because I told you, he never gave up a 30 points in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Not –
Yeah,
in the Pac-12. And that's all they do is throw the football. Yeah. They score. They win 50-50.
Yeah.
You know, and he never had a 30-point game. So, it's
as if hanging on to a coach for more than a year or two goes a long way.
And we've had a very stable, you know, and so if you're a Longhorn fan, I've been saying this for about 6 months that it is about to get fun. And so far, it's really been a lot of fun.
It's been a great time. Hook 'em.
Hook 'em. Hey. You've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Colton. We hope you've enjoyed what you've heard and seen so far. So if you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. See you next week. Hook 'em horns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.